I have with me Paul Opitz, the product manager for Unit in America Corporation. Paul, welcome to the show, first of all.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Uniden's been a leading supplier of mobile communication products to the trucking industry for just a long, long time. And with Barjan's customer appreciation event right around the corner, we wanted to have you on here to discuss some of your products and what they provide as an update in technology for our drivers. Are you ready for this?
I hope so.
It should be easy.
We'll see what we can talk about.
Well, let's start off with the basics. In the general CB category, how is the CB radio still useful for truckers out there, as well for others who are driving on our highways?
Sure. Well, I probably don't have to really explain too much about that to this particular group.
Probably not.
They're still great for the long road trips, for knowing what's ahead of you on the freeway, knowing traffic, road, weather, public safety conditions. And they're really a tried and true technology that it's hard to think of a replacement for something like that in the cab.
So the CB radio is not a new item to the trucker or to the person on the highway, but what is new in CB radios these days?
Actually, not a whole lot. Our designs have been around since the mid-80s, and that's true of the core design. We've done some additional feature-ups in the last few years where we've added enhanced backlighting. We've added improved design of the microphones so that they feel better in your hand. But the core technology really hasn't changed, and that's great because that means that all the accessories that you get, the antennas, the SWR meters if you're going to tune out your rig, all of that stuff really has stayed the same. What we're seeing this year is we're looking at ways to make the product more accessible, easier for the trucker to get into it or get a replacement piece. And this fall, we're going to be rolling out a rebate program for all of our truck stop models, all of our chrome face designs. We'll have $20 or $30 off, and these rebates are going to be available through all of the outlets, through all of our good partners like Travel Centers of America, the Petro, Pilot, Loves, Flying J, Wilco, and pretty much all of the small independent truck stops nationwide.
So what else is new in technology out there?
Well, in the last few years, we've seen more and more guys, especially in team drivers, where you have a couple of guys in the cab, using the little smaller two-way radios. They're called GMRS, FRS radios. They're the family service radios. These are unlicensed radios that have, you'll see a rating on them at anywhere from 5 to 28 miles. What they really have is a line of sight. So if you can see the other guy, if you're on top of a hill and he's 15 miles in front of you down in the valley, you'll be able to talk to each other. That's not really the way truckers are using it, though. If you're out on the road, you have a breakdown. If you have a breakdown in the rain, both of you don't want to get out of the cab. This is a way for two of you to communicate. One of you in the cab, one of you out of the cab, or whatever configuration you want, to the back of the truck, into the truck stop, into the rest stop. And this year, because I mentioned weather earlier, and weather's really a problem for a lot of these. If you get them wet, they may or may not survive the experience, depending on how hard it's raining. So this fall, we're coming out with two models. We're coming out with a GMR 2872. Which will be brightly colored, so you'll be able to find it in your grab box. And we're coming out with a GMR 2875, which is camo, which will blend in with that jacket you're wearing. These are fully submersible waterproof. If you happen to step in a puddle that was 4 feet deep, you go down to the bottom of that puddle, come up 30 minutes later, you won't work, but the radio would still work.
So talk to us now about the Bear Tracker-enabled scanners like the BCT-8 or the BCT-15X as an alternative to radar detectors.
Sure. Well, you know, radar detectors aren't supposed to be used in commercial, you know, interstate vehicles. So about, gosh, how long has it been? It's been almost 25 years ago now. Uniden introduced a feature called Bear Tracker. What Bear Tracker does is it looks for the radio signals, the other radio signals that are being used in police cars. These signals are detectable anywhere from a half a mile to 2 or 3 miles away. And it's not quite as specific as radar detector. It doesn't tell you that somebody's aimed their laser at you, but it does let you know that there is activity in the area. So it gives you a good heads up warning if there's a wreck out in front of you, or if there's other police activity, or if there's other highway patrol activity or Department of Transportation activity that give you that advance warning so that you can start preparing, to slow down or speed up or, whatever your personal habits are. These radios also incorporate state-by-state programming, pre-built in from the factory, so that you don't really have to do a lot of programming if you're switching from area to area. If you have your favorites, these have plenty of channels so that you can program them in. But if you're just driving across New Mexico and you want to know where the snowplows are in the winter, we have DOT programmed in from the factory. So the Department of Transportation frequencies, you dial it to New Mexico, and then that's what it's going to stop on and you're going to hear. Same thing for commonly used local police frequencies, the highway patrol frequencies, and then some other miscellaneous frequencies of interest. Those, it will actually, you'll be able to hear the conversation going on over the radio. Bear Tracker alerts you, will give you a nice loud buzz, you know, when the radio activity is detected. But then the other channels, the other built-in channels, let you hear all of the action that's going on in the state. And all 50 states are programmed in and, you know, accessible to you. When you cross the border, all you have to do is hit the state button, turn it to the new state, and then you're good to go.
Now, Barjan, a leading distributor for truck stop products, they supply your unit in radios to truck stops. Tell us a little bit about your relationship with Barjan. Are you all available in most truck stops nationwide?
We sure are, and Barjan has been a great, great partner of ours for the last, gosh, I don't know how many years, 20, 25 years. We distribute all of this product, as well as our other product lines, through Barjan. They then help to maintain our relationship with all of the truck stops. We couldn't do business, the kind of business we do, without great partners like them.
So, Paul, how can drivers stay up to date on all your products and services without, you know, going from store to store and seeing what's on the shelves?
Sure. Well, we maintain a website at www.uniden.com, where we give you product information, you know, the main bullet point features of all of our products. The owner's manuals for everything is available online, so if you want to kind of virtually try it before you buy it, you can go in there and look and see what the features are and see what's available. For scanners, there are some huge groups, other internet groups. Scanners are a little bit different from CB radios. CB radios, you plug them in, you hook up the antenna, you turn them on in New Mexico, and it's going to work exactly the same in California or in Alaska or any other state. It's going to work exactly the same because everybody uses CB the same way. Scanners, they change how you use them depending on what you want to listen to, depending on what there is to listen to, and depending on the kind of radio systems that are being used to transmit those things that you might want to listen to. And that can vary by city. It can really vary by individual. So there are some other great resources for finding out how to use and how to select scanners. Uniden has another website called info.uniden.com, and there's a link there to Uniden scanner manuals and information. And there are some great resources there linked, some articles that I've written about how to use and how to understand these newfangled radio systems and the other scanners that are available aside from the two that we mentioned earlier.
So on these websites, would you be able to, is there a box you can click to have reminders or newsletters or anything sent to you?
Sure. On the info.uniden.com website, there is a What's New page. I'll update it with What's New, and you can subscribe to that page and get an email version of that newsletter. UnitedInDirect.com is our retail site, but we also include a newsletter opportunity there where you can get information about new products and current specials that we're running on our own site. And then generally, you know, you would look at our retail partner websites to see what specific items they may have as a special promotion for their business.
Paul Opitz, the product manager for Uniden America Corporation. Didn't I tell you when you sat in the chair, since you're the big hoss of all this, these questions will be easy to answer?
Well, you said that, and you were right.
Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Okay.